This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. During the early years of the Iraq War, the North Carolina private security firm Blackwater held over $1 billion worth of government contracts with the State Department and CIA. That began to change in 2007 when Blackwater contractors opened fire in a public square in Baghdad and killed 17 Iraqi civilians. The incident severely damaged American relations with Iraq, and today 4 Blackwater guards are on trial. But the trouble with Blackwater started well before that, and newly released documents suggest a Blackwater agent threatened to kill a member of the State Department investigating team even before those shootings in Iraq. Joe Neff's a reporter with the News and Observer. He has written extensively about Blackwater over the years and joins us now. Joe Neff, welcome.
It's good to be here, Frank.
Well, remind us about these contracts that Blackwater had with the government. What were their responsibilities?
Blackwater had a lot of different contracts with the government, but probably the main one was supplying security to State Department and other U.S. government officials in Iraq.
We've got these new documents now. So, and remind us, because they came under attack and they were in the news both because of their behavior at Fallujah and also this incident that I just referenced in Iraq. So tell us about their history in Iraq as a security company.
Well, Blackwater first came to America's attention in April of 2004 when 4 Blackwater contractors were driving through the city of Fallujah, were attacked, killed, their bodies were burned, dragged to the street, and then hung from a bridge over the, I believe, Tigris River. And that made headlines, and up to that point, no one knew much about Blackwater. It turns out that they were contracted to provide security to all sorts of functions. And in this case, they were providing security to 3 trucks for a European food company that was overseeing mess operations at a military base.
All right, and their deaths... keep going.
I was going to say the 2007 incident, Blackwater was escorting some, I believe, State Department officials through the heart of Baghdad and opened fire in a very crowded downtown area, Nisour Square, killing 17 people.
And that Fallujah episode shined light on what they were doing, because it was there, I think, for about the first time that we began to hear criticism from the military about Blackwater's behavior, the behavior of their security agents in Iraq, that led to the killings in Fallujah and may have, you know, sort of precipitated some of the violence in Baghdad. Tell us about their reputation and some of the criticism.
The backstory behind Fallujah is very interesting. It had been the most restive town in Iraq to date, and the Marines had recently taken over security in that area, and they adopted it's not really the right adjective to use, but they adopted more of a Peace Corps approach where they learned the language, they tried to make good and respect the elders, and tried to live with less of a heavy hand. And when the Marines had no idea that Blackwater was escorting this vehicle through that town of Fallujah, and if the Marines would have done it, they would have gone in with 30 trucks, an armored vehicle, guns pulled, because it was such a contested area at that point. And once those 4 contractors were killed, orders came from Washington, we cannot stand for this, and there was an attack on Fallujah. Several score of Americans were killed. We pulled back because of bad headlines on CNN, and et cetera, and it ultimately went back in and had the bloodiest urban battle that the U.S. military has faced in Fallujah that November, where hundreds of American soldiers were killed. It was, one of the main military criticism was that the generals and the colonels running the battlefield did not know what Blackwater was up to. They would have never sent the area blows up, and they would have never sent their own soldiers in there. They would have avoided that.
Right. And so while the military was taking a hearts and minds approach to trying to win over converts in Iraq, Blackwater had developed a reputation as kind of a cowboy shoot-from-the-hip approach that was not winning either in Iraq, as I remember the criticism of the time from the military.
Mm-hmm. And the Nisour Square shootout, the incident that the four Blackwater contractors are on trial for, is probably it's Exhibit A of that allegation against Blackwater.
But the exhibits had been mounting, and the State Department, which had also hired Blackwater to do security for its operations and installations in Iraq, was already investigating Blackwater, and that brings us to these recently released documents and some of what they tell us. Tell us about these most recent documents.
This is an extraordinary document, and I recommend to your listeners, if they're interested, to go to the New York Times and read the original document. The State Department has to oversee these contracts. They're for hundreds of millions of dollars, and they routinely send out investigators or auditors around the globe to see how the private contractors are doing. Two inspectors were over there in Iraq looking at Blackwater's operations. There's a problem with a meth hall, and the lead investigator was looking at it, was trying to engage Blackwater on it, and the lead investigator said that the top Blackwater official threatened him. Said that he could kill him, and since it's a war zone, since it is Iraq, no one would know. And there was a witness to this threat, another auditor inspector who was in the room when it happened. And what's remarkable, the remarkable tale that these documents show, is that these inspectors made a complaint, sent a report of this incident up the chain of command. And the response of the State Department was to send them home, that they were causing bad relations between the department and their contractor. And so it raises the question, who's running the show over there? The State Department that is, and the U.S. taxpayer who's paying for Blackwater, or Blackwater?
We're talking about the latest allegations against Blackwater Security on the State of Things. Joe Neff is an investigative reporter with the News and Observer. He is with me now. Why didn't they take control, the military or the State Department, of what Blackwater was doing over there?
Oh, that's the $64 million question. And the State Department has not provided any convincing answers on this. This is a new story, so we'll see what they say. And it was the Bush administration, not the Obama administration. But still, the State Department's a big bureaucracy that there's continuity of staffing and policy over time.
Well, and there was a theory.
Very interesting thing.
Are you going to go ahead and finish that thought? Because there was a theory that guided the hiring of Blackwater, which is still sort of in the air today. But go ahead and finish your thought.
What's very interesting is that these two men, the inspectors who were threatened, filed their reports several weeks before this mass shooting in Nisour Square. The State Department says that it, in the wake of the shooting, that it conducts an exhaustive investigation, and they find no problems with Blackwater. The Patrick Kennedy, the State Department spokesperson at the time, says, we had no indications of any problems with Blackwater. I would submit that a Blackwater executive threatening State Department investigators would be a red flag.
And this, the overarching theory was that we could conduct this war on the cheap, that it would be cheaper to use private business, because the theory is private business is always more efficient than the government. So if we hire these contractors, we'll save money and it'll be more efficient. And of course, the efficiencies we're now learning is that you don't have any rules to follow and there's no accountability. You can do things a lot cheaper that way. And there are some court cases right now, Joe. Tell us about those.
Well, there are several court cases filed by people, the families of those killed in Nasur Square in Baghdad, or by those who are wounded, and they're grinding their way through the court system. There was a court case as well filed here in Raleigh, North Carolina, by the families of the four people killed in Fallujah in 2004. And that civil lawsuit took a very tortuous path through the legal system. And it went on for 8 years, and it finally ground to a very unsuccessful conclusion for the four families.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left, Joe, but Blackwater has changed its name several times, and I think its organization. What is Blackwater today, and where is it?
Blackwater still runs a very large training facility in North Carolina, up in the northeastern part of the state, in Currituck, Camden counties, near the Virginia border. They have been sold to a former competitor called Triple Canopy, which also is in the military contracting and security business. And they now go under the name, I believe it's Constellis. This is about the fourth iteration of the names of Blackwater.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Always good to talk with you. Joe Neff is a reporter with the News and Observer, and he is on the program today. And just ahead, North Carolina drag performers going mainstream on Main Street in Durham. We'll take a look at that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and you can see a link to that article and to the statement that we just referred to about Blackwater at our website, stateofthings.org. Stay with us.